Hey, Gino, how you doing, sir?
Hey, Daniel.
When you call, you're going to want to call the 877 number to get me directly, okay?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
My bad, bro. There's a number you called.
Oh, you good, brother? Yeah, you were like, man, let me just dial this back, you know?
I got you. I'll make sure and if I need to get in touch with you again, I'll call you off of that one.
Yeah, and what happens now, like when you're, because your account status isn't active yet, but after you're active, what'll happen is it'll prompt you for an extension right away next time, you know? So you'll be good. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
That'll work.
Let me jump over here. All right. Billing info, is it Gino Michaels on the card, or is there a middle initial?
Yes. Too? No middle initial, just Gino Michaels.
Right. I know half of mine have them, half don't, you know?
Right.
Let's see. Billing address, is it the 2015 Weddington Road?
No.
Okay.
The billing address is separate from that. The billing address is 6894 Fenwick Drive, so like Fenwick Park, but Fenwick Drive.
Got it.
And that's Indian Trail, North Carolina.
Indian Trail, got it. Here, let me pull it up real fast. 6894 Fenwick Drive. Got it. Indian Trail 28079.
That's the one.
Perfect. All right. You said like Fenwick Park. Huh? I was thinking of Fenway Park when you said that.
Yeah, Fenway. I get mixed up with that. Fenway.
I've always wanted to go there, man. I heard it's really, I'm a Dodger fan, but I'd like to see Dodgers play Red Sox there for sure. That'd be amazing.
I got to be honest. I was never a baseball guy. I'm not a big baseball guy. I was always a football. NFL is, that's my thing. I love football.
So football is my main sport. I coach high school football down here. Like, I'm super.
Oh, really? Okay, that's awesome.
I do, yeah. But baseball, the reason I love it is I don't really know a lot about it, so I get to just be a fan, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
When I watch, like, NFL and college, I'll, like, kind of nitpick a little bit. Like, man, they should have RPO there, you know what I'm saying? But with baseball,
yep.
I don't
like
know.
When I watch
like,
one of those,
I like
a home improvement TV show on, or, you know, and they'll be redoing the roof or fixing something on the roof, and I'm like, you shouldn't do it like that. Like, that's so, like, hard
exactly.
or for no reason. And
exactly.
you could just put up a three-tab shingle and do, you know, you'll be fine with it.
I'll tell you this, though, with football, man, I could watch I could watch arena football, college football, I don't care what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Baseball,
exactly.
I can
I'm the
only
same way,
watch
man.
The Dodgers, though. If I watch anybody else, I'm bored.
No, man. I am diehard football. Like, I've never played the sport. Like, I'm scrawny. I'm like 140 pounds, and I'm like 5'4". So I'm not built for football, but, man, I love that sport with a passion.
Yeah, me too, brother. I love it, man. I think it's the greatest game alive right now.
I mean, I'm a Bears fan, so I mean,
kind
of hard to admit that, but
I
you know, I mean, we're
year.
Looking good this year.
I think it's gonna be their year, man. Caleb Williams
I'm hoping,
coming in
man.
With an arsenal, you know. So
legit arsenal. I mean, Keenan Allen, Romo Dunze, DJ Moore, DeAndre Swift, Cole Kmet. I mean. We're stacked, man.
Loaded, man. So
we are stacked.
He's in the
best
position of any rookie, like
absolutely.
I can remember. You know what I'm saying? Like
absolutely. I don't think I've ever seen a rookie quarterback come into a situation where he's just ready to go. Like
exactly.
The success is laid out there in front of him. You know, it's up to him to take that step and transition. But I mean, he's definitely got a leg up on the game.
You know, the only other rookie I could think that came into a situation like that was Tom Brady. And he didn't come in until the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like,
it's so weird because I can remember
that
when.
Guy. You guys are rolling.
See, what I like is Caleb Williams. Like, I've seen some of his game film, you know, from college. I've watched him play, and then I've seen him in that one preseason game. And you know, I know it's still too early to tell, but I mean, he's kind of throwing me Patrick Mahomes vibes with the kind of throws he, you know, on the run, you know, off of the back foot, and you know, he's just slinging it and he's accurate with it. So. He kind of reminds me of a Patrick Mahomes a little bit, kind of that style, you know what I mean?
I'm a UCLA fan, so I wasn't the biggest fan of him, but I've seen him play. That guy is a dog, man. Even when he was at Oklahoma, like he's the real deal. It was a great pick for them, for sure.
Now, definitely now is a good time to be a Chicago fan. Now I'm not embarrassed to tell people I'm a Chicago Bears fan.
Man, you guys still have that amazing season too, you know? Like way back when.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That was 2012, 2011, I think, when we had that crazy, and we missed it by a field goal, man, which was so aggravating. We missed a playoff spot by that one field goal, man.
Yeah. I was talking about even with, who is that?
Oh, you're going back to when we made the Super Bowl with the Colts. I think it was 07.
Yeah.
Dude, I'll never forget that. We were on our way. Me and my dad was in the car. We were on our way to his friend's house, you know, Super Bowl party. And we were listening to the game on the radio in the car. And first kickoff, Devin Hester took it back for a touchdown on the kickoff. And
I remember
I was screaming in that car.
Yeah.
Man, I thought Chicago had that in the bag.
Yeah, you guys are going to roll. You guys are going to roll, though, for sure. I give them 3 years, you know, and Super Bowl.
You know what? And a lot of people are like, so what? Every Chicago fan thinks you guys are going to win a Super Bowl. I'm like, no, I'm hoping we can make at least a first-round playoff. You know, if we could at least get a 10-5, 10-6 record, I'm happy with that. You know, I'm holding my head up high after a season like that.
Exactly. I'm a Bronco fan, so it's been a rough few years, man.
I've always been a Broncos fan. I've always been a huge John Elway fan. I remember watching him in the Super Bowl when I was a kid.
When Packers, that was amazing. I'll never forget that, man. That was amazing.
I'll never forget that Super Bowl, man. And like last year, everybody was giving him a slack. Russell Wilson's not what he used to be. Denver is horrible. I'm like, dude, Russell Wilson killed it last year. Like, he was great.
He did really well.
And, you know, the Broncos showed a lot of potential.
Yeah. You know, this year I'm feeling good, you know, especially with Sean Payton. Like, we're rebuilding right now. You know, and the problem is, man, the Chiefs are loaded. You know, the Chargers.
Oh, yeah.
Chargers are.
Dude, did you catch that Chiefs game last night? Like, those new receivers they got and that passing game is not normal.
I can't watch any preseason. I barely get to watch any NFL games because I'm always breaking down film and stuff for our team, you know?
Gotcha.
You know,
last night was the season opener and it was the Chiefs and the Ravens, and dude, it was a shootout, man. It's looking like it's going to be a repeat for the Chiefs this year.
Yeah.
You know, if they keep playing like they did last night.
33-14, you know? 3-0 right now.
Oh, man. Dude, that's awesome. You guys got to be feeling good about that.
No, we're doing good. The boys, man, they all bought in. Like, everybody's grades are good. Like, we are rolling, you know?
Awesome.
We're super deep.
Awesome. That's great to hear, man.
Good, man. Yeah, 100%. All right. So let me jump, Indian Trail. You said MasterCard, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
It's a Master debit card.
All right. Ready for that card number when you are, brother.
Okay, give me 1 second. My wife just texted me, and she was like, can you bring Chinese food home? So I'm getting ready to park right now, and I'll get that for you.
Honeydews, brother. Yep.
My wife's
on a retreat.
And, like, she doesn't need... I wish mine was on a retreat. Like, she didn't even text me, like, hey, I'm hungry. Can you bring some food? She just, like, texted me a Hello Kitty emoji thinking of Chinese food.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, I got it.
Happy wife, happy life, brother.
Exactly. All right, 1 second here. Now, quick question, Daniel. So with that incentive for signing up now and everything, because you're going to be honoring the, you know, that promotion you gave to Steve.
Yeah.
So it's going to be $250 a month?
Yes, sir. $249 no contracts.
Okay. So it's not going to be like that for like the first few months, and then like after that it skyrockets it, or it's just going to remain at that, okay?
It stays at that rate.
Awesome.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you ready for card number now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It is 5312.
Mm-hmm.
5700.
Okay.
2388.
Okay.
3956.
Expiration?
0629.
All right. And the CVC code?
963.
All right. So what I'm doing now is coding out the card. Already assigned the package to your technician. I'm processing the payment. And I'm going to read a voice verification to you now. Heads up on this voice verification. It's going to ask you a few questions already asked. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Okay. Simple Roofing, LLC.
Awesome. Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Gino Michaels, owner.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is September 6, 2024, and the non-refundable discounted amount of $249 for the Platinum Package. When the term is completed, yes, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the sixth day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now I can stop sounding like a robot. Alright, here we go. So client interview, we block off a full hour for this appointment. Usually the call takes about 30, 45 minutes or so. What time on Monday would work best for you?
Let me see. Right now, I don't have anything scheduled for Monday, but that could change.
Okay.
Can we do 12 o'clock on Monday?
Absolutely. Let me book it in.
Okay.
And if you end up booking something on Monday, no worries. You can either text or call me, whichever is easier for you.
Okay.
And I'll have a change for you. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, it shouldn't be a problem. And worst case scenario, even if I am on a job site Monday, you know, I can have one of the guys, you know, somebody take over for me while I, you know, take that hour break or whatever to do what we have to.
Perfect. Perfect. Now, the way this appointment works too, so they're going to call you from our 877 number.
Okay.
As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician. Okay.
Okay.
If I am on the phone, they'll call on their own to make sure we don't like miss the appointment. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now give me 1 second. Hold on. Let me redo this. I think I said it wrong. I totally did. Hold on.
These food trucks just ripped my head off.
All right, Local Splash, C-I-E-N. Yeah, my bad. I sent it to the wrong department.
Tom, right, you're good.
Yeah. So, client interview. There we go. Let me put your email on this. Okay. Awesome. Add that. Send. All right, we're rocking and rolling. Perfect. All right, a few more questions for the tech side, too. They just want to know your preference. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or text messages from us?
Phone calls and text messages, usually.
Perfect. Phone and
more so phone calls, but text messages are, you know, they're just as good.
Perfect. All right, so phone and text. And let's see. The business, is it currently licensed and insured?
No, we are not licensed in North Carolina. State of North Carolina doesn't require one for jobs under 40,000.
Got it. So I'm going to put non-applicable. Do you have insurance on the company?
We're in the process of getting that done right now. We're actually getting more coverage than what we had, so I'm still waiting to hear back from them. It should be probably Monday or Tuesday that I hear back from them on that.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to put working on it. All right, I already have a Facebook page, too. Thank you for that earlier.
Daniel, give me 1 second, bro. Let me get an order of the chicken and broccoli, spicy chicken and broccoli. Large.
Let me get an order of lo mein, but just a lo mein myself. Make that a medium. A medium? Oh, large. No, just regular. Give us 3 egg rolls. I'm trying to think what else is she for me. Give us an order of, pork fried rice, extra dark. Extra dark.
Extra dark.
Yeah.
Small or large?
Large. I guess that'll do it. I guess that'll do it.
43.
Is that 43? I think I got the change. Yeah. Wow, what are the odds on that? Exactly 60 cents.
Wow.
Okay, I'm sorry about that, Daniel. We're good.
Oh, you're good, brother. I'm surprised you had the exact amount. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was, like, so crazy. Exactly 60 cents in my pocket.
All right, so last thing, and I know you're driving, you're getting the Chinese food and all that, so I'll just kind of explain this to you, and then if you have any questions on it, just let me know. So you're going to have a few different emails from local Splash Support, okay?
Okay.
There'll be 3 total. One is going to be your local Splash initial invoice. When you look at that one, it's going to have a blue hyperlink. When you click on that, it's going to show you everything you're paying for in writing, which is everything I went over with you. Okay?
Now, so basically it's just a receipt of what we're doing.
Exactly. That's all it is. The only things not included is Google Ads, Google Guaranteed, and Google Workspace. So they'll have, like, stars next to them, okay? But you'll see what I'm talking about when you fill it out. Or not fill it out, but look it up. After you take a look at everything, it's going to have you confirm you received it by typing your name and hitting confirm. Once you do that, it's going to take you to a username and password screen. Your username and password is going to be found in your Welcome to Local Splash email, okay?
Okay.
Now, when you log into that, and remember, if you forget all this, when you're in front of it, just call me, okay? And I can walk you through it.
Okay.
But when you log into your dashboard, it's going to say check back in 2 to 3 business days. Basically, after your client interview, everything will be filled in on there. But what you could get a jump on is adding your photos, videos, and your logo, okay?
Okay.
All right. Last email, okay? There's going to be one titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. You're probably going to want to wait till you get your insurance, okay, for this one.
Okay.
But we're a Google Premier partner. Whenever possible, we do what's called an advanced verification. So it's going to ask you for some pictures on there. It'll say tools and or equipment, work vehicle, business insurance, yada, yada, yada. Anything you have on there, submit it. Anything you don't, just skip it, okay? And what we'll do is we submit that directly to Google to get you priority placement, okay?
Okay.
All right? Any questions for me right now?
No, everything has been pretty straightforward so far.
Awesome. I'm going to make sure I tag your friend's account. I totally forgot to write it down. What was his name again?
Steve Mitchell.
Steve Mitchell, that's right. Okay, the pressure washing company. Yep.
Right.
Okay. So I'm going to tag his account too, okay? That way it goes in as a referral, okay?
Okay, that'll work.
All right. All right, congratulations, brother. You have a great rest of your day.
All right.
Talk to you on Monday.
Thank you so much, Daniel. I appreciate it. We'll speak soon, bro.
Sounds good. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.